Hello. So we're going to talk about prayer. Why should I pray and how should I pray? So we're going to start off by locating the session. And then we're going to talk about the relevance of prayer to us. We're going to talk about connecting prayer to real life. We're also going to get to the heart of the matter. We'll do a key scripture in the Bible. And then we're going to do discussions. This is just how this session is going to look like. Okay, let's locate the session. So today, we talk about the importance of prayer. We also need to keep in mind that we're not going to talk about the whole prayer form in exhaustive manner. We're just going to talk about specific forms. We also realize that there's so many ways and forms in which we pray. And prayer is basically speaking to God. So it's basically having like a conversation to God. The focus of this one is going to be petitionary prayer. Asking God because one is vulnerable. That's what petitionary prayer is about. So in session one, you did the prayer of Jabez, and factors were beyond his control, and he prayed to God. That prayer is recorded in the Bible as one of the most powerful prayers because of the fact that he just asked God. He didn't hold any bars. He didn't do anything. He just asked God, and God answered his prayer. So that's why that prayer is there in the Bible. Let's talk about the relevance of prayer to us. And when we talk about the relevance, I want to read a scripture for us. That's Matthew 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a snake? For if then you are evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So this is a part where it talks about we should ask God, and God is going to give whatever we ask. Further on in the Bible, it talks about the fact that if you ask according to his will, so we cannot just ask anything. We need to ask according to his will. Let's continue with the relevance to us. So Dallas Willard has a few quotations, but I just want to say a few things that he has says. Asking is a power that is underestimated by our societies. You do not have because you do not ask. That's what the book of James says. It says asking involves being vulnerable. You're admitting that you're powerless. Asking is very different to demanding. We need to establish that. And asking assumes that someone can grant the request, but it also assumes that someone can refuse the request. Somebody has the power to. And also, people don't like to admit their vulnerability. That's why it's very hard to ask. Let's continue talking about the relevance of prayer to us. We are worried when we ask, we'll be reduced to begging. Also important to note that when we ask God, we are not begging. We're asking him simply for the sake of asking. And the word says that if you ask according to his will, then he will give unto us that we ask. And God delights in it when we ask him. He likes it when we ask him things because it signifies our trust towards who he is and our trust towards the fact that he's a faithful God. Now let's connect prayer to real life. Asking is the basic position of prayer. We ask God because we know that he can give. And also, if you think about it, when you ask, you really assume that God has the power to give. Not only the power, but also the authority to give. We cannot and should not make demands to God. We can never. And we cannot manipulate him. We cannot leverage emotional weight and force his hand. I've heard and seen people give God ultimatums. We can never do that to God. God is able. God can. But he will not be forced into giving. Okay, connecting to the heart of or the crux of the matter. Now, this is the heart of petitionary prayer. Because petitionary prayer, it basically talks about a posture that we have towards God. To reflect this posture, I want to read a scripture for us. It's Psalm chapter 3, verse 3. It says here, "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me. Save me, O my God. For you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be on your people." So basically this part talks about the fact that God is a shield. When we ask him to be a shield, this is a Psalm of David. He asked the Lord to be a shield around him, and he came and became a shield for him. So that is basically the petitionary heart of God, or the petitionary posture that we should have, and also reflects the heart of God towards us. And when we ask God, it basically also shows that we have full confidence of his heart towards us, that he wants to give us, that he wants to grant us our prayers. Important to note, though, that when we ask God anything, according to 1 John, it says, ask anything according to his will. So if his heart is always towards us, and we should always ask things according to his will. Our petitions indicate that we trust him as a father. And we have a biblical example for this, which is the Lord's Prayer. That is found in Matthew chapter 6. I will read it for us. "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go to your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is then how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive the people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will also not forgive you."
Take 10 minutes to reflect on and discuss this session's key Bible passage together with others in your class. If you are watching on your own, take a few minutes to reflect on the key Bible passage by yourself.
I just want to take a few things. I want to highlight a few things from this prayer. It says here, your Father knows what you're going to ask before you even ask him. So prayer is like talking to God. Remember, God is sovereign. He knows everything. But it is so much more meaningful towards him and for us as well when we actually voice out our prayers. He knows exactly what we need to pray, but he delights in it when we ask him. So he knows, before you even ask for that thing that you need, God already knows about it. So it says, yeah, even before you ask. And basically you say, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." You literally give God the due that is, the credit that is due to him. That is our Father, that is your Father, that he's in heaven, the one that has authority, the one that sits on the throne, the one that is above every other king or every other lord on this earth. And you basically talk about his kingdom, that his kingdom reigns on the earth. You talk about the fact that he is able to give or to grant us the prayers that we need based on the fact that his kingdom on earth is just as great in heaven. And the fact that God is able to give us our daily bread, that God already provides for us. We ask him as a father because he's already our provider. We see it every day. However we live our lives, however we've been, the problems we've had or the things we've had to ask God for, we've always had the daily bread, which is the sustainer that is God, which is the provider that is God, Jehovah Jireh, providing for us when we need. And also, we trust that he's going to forgive us. Remember, we're not perfect. God is. And we're going to miss the mark. And God, whenever we come to him, he will forgive us. So we ask him to forgive us. He does. And we ask him to basically protect us even from the evil one. He does. So it is important to know that when we ask God, who is in heaven, who reigns, who sustains us, that he always wants to give us. So I would like for us to take that. Now let's conclude. God answers our prayers on the basis of his goodness, because he is a father, and on the basis of his justice, because of his kingdom. Our God is good. Our God is our father. He always wants to give us perfect gifts. In fact, the book of James also says that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. So because of that, we know that we can confidently come to him and ask him, because he will hear us. That is what petitionary prayer is about. And let's pray. Father God, thank you that we can come to you. Thank you that we know that we can come to you, that you hear us when we pray, that you are willing to answer our prayers, that you are a loving God, that you reign, that we can trust you, Father God. So, Lord, I pray that as we think about the session, about the petitionary prayer, Lord, that you remind us that you always want to give us every good and perfect gift, because you're a good, good Father, because you're a loving Father. Thank you, Lord, for this session. In Jesus' name.
Take 15 minutes to reflect on and discuss the following points together with others in your class. If you are watching on your own, take a few minutes to reflect on the points by yourself. You can find the discussion points in your Bible school handbook. Look out for the Living the Word sections in each session.